This is 6 minutes for 6 days with minimalism and declutter coach Simone Penn.
Welcome, Simone Penn. Is there a Jewish aspect or a Jewish angle on minimalism?
To answer your question, I wouldn't say that there's a Jewish aspect. I would say this is Judaism. This is Torah, to live in a way where you are examining your life, you are constantly editing your life, and you are constantly refining your life. Life in this paradigm of being a Yid is about being the best me that I can be. Our physical environment directly impacts our emotional frame of mind. That's why everyone's, why does it feel so good to clean out my closet?
It really does.
And it's because there's a direct link, correlation, relationship between the spiritual and the physical. That is what it is to be a Yid. It's to say, I'm living in a physical world, but I am in touch and in tune with the spiritual, with the fact that God is greater than me, is omnipotent, omnipresent, and to constantly strive to create a balance between the physical world and godliness. Our objective as Jews is to say, this is not just a table. This is a table that I'm going to makadesh. This is a table that I'm going to use for Shabbos meals, for Yom Tov meals, to bring my family together, to serve kosher food, you know, on a very visceral level, if you want to go there. That is why I feel so good to do this. And I would say that is the root of it, and that's the heart of it.
Everything linking back. So if you wanted to take a religious angle on minimalism, then this is making everything purposeful.
You know, there's someone used the phrase the other day with me, kernels of truth. And of course, we've been told in the days leading up to Mashiach, people will start to recognize the MS of Torah, but it's not necessarily going to be so glaringly obvious for us. My take on it is we're seeing ideas like minimalism, like the tiny house movement, like experiences over things, you know, those hashtags we spoke about in the first show. We're seeing that gain momentum. Those are really rooted in Torah. And I mean, maybe one day we'll get to sort of sources and where this actually is, but it's black and white, clear as day. God wants us to live our best life, to invest in people and experiences. And the Torah is the framework of how to do that. So to see these kernels of truth emerging in the secular world, when I recognize something as being truthful and honest and emistic and right for me, I know immediately if I go back to Tanakh or to any authentic Torah source, I'm going to find it. Whether it's minimalism, whether it's decluttering, whether it's veganism. You know, there's an idea that when Mashiach comes, we'll all be vegan. If it's true, you're going to find it in Torah. I don't want to be a minimalist. I don't want to be a vegan. I don't want to be a tiny house movement veteran. I want to be a From Yid.
Simone, you told me of a story with a rabbi, the Chofetz Chaim. Tell us its story.
A wonderful, amazing Rebbetzin that I learned with told me the story when we get into discussions about minimalism. Pardon if I get the exact thing incorrect. Basically, a Talmud came to the Chofetz Chaim. He was traveling to the city to meet with his Rebbe or this Rebbe, and he arrived in the Chofetz Chaim's home and he said, where's all your furniture? It seems so empty. You've just got a table and that, you know, that's it. And the rabbi said to him, well, where's all your stuff? So he said, but I'm a traveler. I'm just passing through. So I don't need all my stuff. So he said, neither do I. I'm also just passing through. We all just passing through. And I mean, if that doesn't summarize it, I don't know what does.
Simone Penn, thank you very, very much.
Always a pleasure.